You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Over the next week or so, we're planning the third place game in the Fantasy Football League. Bleep you, man! Bleep you!
Yeah. I don't care about this anymore.
Show me.
Yeah.
No, pull your lineup.
I'm just protecting my feelings in case I lose this pivotal third place matchup is all.
In case you missed it, coming up, me too.
I'm going to pull my lineup now just to show you how little I care. How about that?
Coming up in four. I'm going to pull it harder.
That was a great response.
I'm going to pull more guys.
How about this? How about we make the new third place rule, whoever can score the least amount of points.
Okay, we're going
let's see who we can do that. It's how every game should be scored anyway.
Yes, that's fair. If that was the way we scored Browns games, we'd all be Super Bowl champions 25 times over. Lame joke. In case you missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes here. Speaking of lame jokes, we welcome in Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, Daryl, happy football
Hello,
Friday.
Hello, Daryl.
I'm playing for the championship, and it's not going well.
All that had to happen. Oh, I've heard this song and dance before.
Yeah. Oh, you want to wave the white flag already, Daryl? Want to wave the white flag already?
Puka went off last night, unfortunately for me. And Mike,
you're talking football or the internet now?
that's right. We have to clarify these things. I don't know. Maybe he'll get suspended for next week, and that'll give me a chance.
Hey,
I still can't believe you put up 46 and a half points.
I don't want to hear a damn thing out of you. You're in the championship because of Trevor Lawrence and Bijan Robinson going for 100 points in the second week of a championship game, which I went into with a 40-point lead, sir. Also, I have never gotten a quicker W from a take than when JP and I discussed Puka Nacua earlier this week, and I was like, he's just an idiot. And then, I mean, about three times yesterday, it was proven he is, in fact, just an idiot.
Wait, so is the championship game 2 weeks, too, or are you just thinking that wrong? It is. Oh, my gosh, it is week 16. Is our third place game 2 weeks, too?
Yes.
Oh, who's got the time?
We're not doing anything else. We're not playing for anything else.
Put me out to pasture already, man. I'm done.
Pull that lineup, young man. Pull them all.
We're playing for more than the Browns.
Me with a good time,
Daryl. What do you expect? Okay, let me run this back. Do you expect a bounce back game on Sunday from Shador, or more of the Bears game on Sunday for Shador?
Hopefully a bounce-back game, but I am not expecting that when the dust settles on Sunday that this is going to end up being competitive on the scoreboard. I think Buffalo's gotten their act together, and they're going to come in here and have their way with the Browns. Mm.
Why do the Browns insist on this Wyatt Teller rotation?
Well, first of all, he's not healthy now, and obviously this was starting before he got hurt, which I don't know if it contributed to the injury or not. But I'm guessing they wanted to take a look at Tevin Jenkins that badly, and Wyatt apparently is the only guy on the roster who's being held accountable for his play. So there you have it.
Daryl, could this be contractual related? I think back, let me give you a for instance. Russell Wilson and what happened with him in his final year in Denver, where they were kind of threatening to not play him and bench him, and then they did bench him because of the way his contract worked. Could that be a part of this?
I mean, I wouldn't rule anything out. He is a free agent along with the rest of the offensive line, pretty much, and this would be a way to damage his market value by quasi-benching him or forcing him into some sort of rotation. But again, the rest of the offensive line outside of Joel Bitonio has been hot garbage. And they haven't been doing much rotating with the tackle position. Well, they've had to replace those guys because of injury, and the replacements aren't any good. See, KT Leviston is Exhibit A. And so I don't like the selective accountability all of a sudden that applies to Wyatt Teller but doesn't seem to apply to any other part of this roster.
How was Myles Garrett today in talking to the media and you in particular and getting ready for this game on Sunday to potentially have an historic day?
Yeah, he was all right. I mean, he was his typical Friday self. Had a couple of great lines, standing on the shoulders of giants, I thought was a good line. But unfortunately, that's really all there is to watch for if you're the Browns on Sunday outside of Charton Shedeur Sanders passing, right? He's a sack and a half away from setting the new record. He's at 21 and a half right now. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they have planned. I laughed when Kevin Stefanski was asked, you know, okay, when Miles gets should Miles get the mark, what's planned? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. That's not my department. That gave me a chuckle. Shocking, Kevin Stefanski not knowing something that's going on within the organization, or at least willing to admit that he knows what's going on within the organization. That's because that's pretty much a daily occurrence from him. But yeah, it'll be fun to see if he can set this mark. He's got 2 weeks to do it here at home. Of course, Pittsburgh comes to town next week. We've all heard the stories about how the Steelers are not allowed to allow him to get sacked, so he probably should get it done this week against Josh Allen, which isn't going to be easy. Josh Allen is playing on another level right now, and you want to talk about the stars aligning for him to potentially win a Super Bowl, it's this year, because no Lamar Jackson, no Patrick Mahomes, no Joe Burrow, just all the dominoes seem to have fallen in his favor to get him to the Super Bowl.
Daryl, I think I've devised the perfect way to maximize every bit of credit that Miles can get in this scenario. You ready for it?
Okay.
Two sacks this weekend, which not just ties the record, but then breaks the record. Right. He goes into Pittsburgh at 23 and a half sacks. You've got Romo and Nance in the call. That's going to be a bigger coverage because of that being the broadcasting crew. They right. talk about Miles breaking the record all game long and what feels like more of a national broadcast. And then during the game, another sack and a half, which gets him to 25 sacks, hence destroying the record. You did it against the Bills. You did it against the Steelers. And then everybody can talk about how you also did it in 16 games.
Hey, you left out the best part, though, Daryl. I want you to respond to that, and I can give you the best part from Nick.
Well, I'm just looking at this list that I got from the league office of Myles Garrett's superlatives. He leads the NFL with 124 sacks since he entered the league in 2017. That's the second most by a player in his first nine seasons. By the way, we could be here all night with me reading through all of these. I'll just pull a couple of highlights here. He can become the third player since 82 with a sack in nine consecutive games within a single season. And he's got 78 career games with a sack, and a sack on Sunday would tie Hall of Famers DeMarcus Ware and Reggie White for the most games with a sack by a player in his first nine seasons. Look, he's one of a kind, and it just goes on and on. I mean, they got like 20 lines dedicated to Myles Garrett here as far as he could be the first to do this, the second to do this, the third or the fourth to do this. I mean, it's just astonishing what we've been able to watch, and it's also unfortunate that the Browns are as terrible as they are, that it almost it's flying under the radar, the type of season he's had and also the career that he's putting together.
All right, now, Nick, give him your big, you know, you said Stefanski didn't have a surprise ready or any sort of celebration ready. Nick's got an idea.
I know how to do this. The game's at home. So if Miles has a record here, and let's say he gets to 25 sacks, let's say he really blows us out of water against the Steelers.
Okay.
You go to Mason Rudolph, and you say, you got two choices. One, Miles gets your helmet in one more swing. But wait.
Jeez.
Wait. Or we found the audio of what you said to Miles in 2019, and we can release that. You give him the choice. Everybody can hear what you said to Miles in 2019.
He's definitely going to take the first option, right? He's got to take the first option.
Yeah, I'm guessing that Mason does not want the world to know what he really said. Which, by the way, NFL not having that audio is the lamest story ever, because they capture everything.
No, they had it. We know they had it. It's
on
okay.
football field.
I've actually heard it's in the Epstein files.
Is that
which, by the way, are all redacted.
Yeah. So is this.
Daryl, I think it'd be sweet if he actually got none this week and then broke it against the Steelers.
Yeah, no. You want to get it done this week. Get it done this week.
I'm telling you my plan.
I don't like your plan. I'm telling you, I don't like your plan.
I want to see him break it in front of TJ Watt's face, and then the cameras then go to TJ Watt, and he's just bawling on the sidelines because his record got broken. But to do it in front of TJ Watt would be chef's kiss to me. That's what I personally want. I'm sorry that you're against that.
Yeah, just do it faster than TJ Watt.
Doing it faster.
A lot of people have said that.
I've heard that about you. That's in your scouting report.
Efficient. That's the word that
I've heard that as well.
The analytics are good on you, kid.
Yeah, DEFCON 1.
Life is short.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So are you.
No.
That's dirty pool.
I was going to say, I don't know if you can say that when I'm taller than some Browns quarterback.
Yes, you are. You're taller than Don Gabriel. That's what I was talking about.
And Johnny Manziel.
That's right.
Daryl, you already know Baker. The one thing JP said this week. JP has been, I am the out-of-pocket one on the show.
I don't know about that.
JP has been so far more out-of-pocket than I have this week. I will cede it to you this week.
Is he on vacation next week? Is that what's going on here?
No, we're here Monday, Tuesday.
He's going out 2025 with a bang.
I'm out of pocket a lot. It just doesn't. Gets overshadowed because Nick is way more out of pocket. Yeah. And so, like, every now and again, we just have these lapses.
Listen, just make sure you get invited back for 2026, okay?
Oh, it's a little late in the game to lose it now.
We could lose it at any point.
If they were going to fire us, it would have been.
I can think of a lot better examples.
Or the day before, or the day before that, or with like a whole network or something. Daryl, sound stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate you. I'd say good luck in the champion. Well, nah, beat Heeb's ass.
Oh, we don't like Kevin at all. We're definitely
Kevin
rooting for you.
Kevin and Darren, the whole, that just.
I don't even know Kevin.
They're not from here, all right? They're from Denver.
Oh, Kevin's from Denver?
Yeah. I don't even know if he's from Denver proper. He might be from Colorado Springs.
I don't want to trash parts of Colorado. I think I could get like a city council seat there right now. The Shador fans, they like me.
Oh, darn. You know what? We're going for Colorado people, buddy.
We like Colorado people.
Yeah, wrist up, Daryl. But not like that.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See you, buddy. He could not have gotten out of here quicker. He knew. He knew the more we talked, the more out of pocket it was going to be, and he was right. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When we come back, we get to the weekly playoff eliminator in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't like this one as much.
Yeah, it got a little secretive, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a little too.
How many hours have you spent putting together things on like Christmas Eve, though? Isn't this, you're not supposed to do it all in one shot?
My life. I've spent 15
Aren't
years.
Aren't you up against the gun? Don't you have to like get it all ready by the time
that's
the
why
25th happens?
But I couldn't afford TaskRabbit 6 years ago. You can now.
But they have to be in bed, too, because they obviously can't see you just like, you know, making their presence. The whole thing is a mess.
Well, no, that's why you lock the door.
I'm so pissed at my family.
Yeah. Now, again.
I'm so pissed at
them. Again, you need to. Here's the thing. You've got a long run. You're like Santa. You're preparing for 2026 already, right? You've got the longest runway to very stealthily. Really, really figure out some toys. They're going to really upset your siblings.
I mean, it's not too late. I got like 6 days. If you've got any suggestions out there, I'd love to send something that takes like 12 hours to make.
Don't do it this
after
year.
This nonsense.
No, let them think they've won. All right?
They have.
Lay in wait. No, no, no.
They have won.
For now. No. They've won a battle.
Yeah.
You're about to win the war.
A Pyrrhic victory, right?
Yeah.
We're going for the war, not the battle.
And not just that. You're going for, hey, they chucked 3 grenades in my lawn. I just dropped an atomic bomb on their front lawn.
Yeah.
All right? Like, if it costs you half of your savings, you should do it just for the point.
And then I'm going to find out that they hired a TaskRabbit guy and got drunk in the garage and had a great time.
Well, if they talk to me, that's what I'm going to suggest, but not now, Mac.
I was going to say, for retaliation, get them like one of those very intricate like Lego sets. Because they can build it the night before. The kids will want to do it, and they'll make the parents do it with them. And it's going to be one of those like very intricate, tiny pieces and everything like that, too, so that they have to follow along with all of the instructions.
Ooh, that's a good one.
All
one
my
they
family,
have to build.
They all love Lego.
Wait, no, no, no.
It's not going to work.
But one they have to build with a kid, that's double jeopardy.
They already do this as like a hobby. Everyone in my family loves Lego. I'm the only one that doesn't love Lego the way they love Lego.
I guarantee you they're not doing the Big Ben, the 50 billion piece ones,
They
right?
do the 50 billion pieces. Well, I'm telling you, they do this already.
But the kid's going to lead it. That's the difference in there, is that the kid's
the
wild
card. Yeah,
you
got to give it to the kid. That's the way you do it. You give it to the kid, and the kid goes, all right, I want your help, but I'm going to be in charge.
All right, new thing. I get him the Legos. I send it to my house first. I take like 7 pieces off.
That's funny. Yeah, but like the most pivotal pieces.
And then we wrap it. Yeah, then we wrap it back up, and then we send it off to their house.
No, that's where you do where you have the present that you build up, but you take out like 1 or 2 screws.
All right,
I want to get diabolical with this.
Absolutely, you have to.
This one's over the line, and I'm leading with that.
They crossed me in a way that cannot be redeemed.
So I think you got some sisters-in-law, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You get some lingerie. You send her the gift and say, but wait.
Where are we going with this?
Wait.
Where are we
you
going?
You send the note. Insert brother's name here. Thought you wouldn't look good in this. Elise and I disagreed. Merry Christmas. Think about it.
It's an awful plan.
It's great. It's great.
An awful plan.
Actually, no. Don't even put yourself
might
in
be
there.
One of your worst.
Don't Don't even put yourself in there.
Yeah.
Say what's your brother's name with a wife and whatnot?
I have two of them.
Yeah, okay.
David and Sam.
All right. What's
Jody and Jenna?
All right. David thought that you would look like crap in this, Jody, but Elise disagreed. Merry Christmas. So your name's not even it.
Oh yeah.
You weren't thinking about it.
Yeah,
man. You're a Catholic man.
Yeah.
All right. You're thinking about the sweet Lord. Elise is thinking about her, and
you know,
and
at this point, it just fast tracks me to being excommunicated from the family, which is what I want after the gifts that I received this year.
I said grenades versus atom bombs.
Yeah, we're really on the fast track to just having no other family at all.
Yeah, well, again,
which again, after the presents, I'm cool with at this point.
But
I'm
going to
be
up
all night. This is going to be ridiculous.
I'll tell you this: when your brother calls to say what the hell, you get to say, "I told you never to send anything that required being put together."
I just know they're all laughing about it. They're all having themselves just a great time.
Not
laughing
after this. Not
they're
after Lingerie Gate.
We're going to do a Christmas Zoom because that's what we do. We do Christmas Zooms. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to laugh their ass off.
Yeah. Not this time.
The great lingerie incident of 2025.
Yeah. Now, once they start talking to each other and they realize you did this to everyone, that's a problem. Also, is your sister with somebody?
No, not at the moment.
Darn. I was thinking you could send them a text like, I don't know how to tell you this, but my sister's stepping out on you. Do you want to play for keeps?
I don't want to play for these keeps. These keeps are too much.
You'd laugh about it in 10 years.
I'm sure we would. I'm sure we wouldn't.
You got to see the end game, Chip.
There is no end game here. There's no end game.
There's an end.
Yeah, there is.
That's the one you're looking for.
There is an end.
I'd laugh. I'd get a laugh out of this. I think you would too eventually.
I'm just gonna send him like glitter bombs or something. I don't know. Lingerie. I don't know.
I think you gotta go feces bomb.
Yeah, whatever. We'll find out. Yeah.
Glitter's kind of annoying. Feces, that sticks with you. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.